Ambassador Wendy Sherman was special advisor to President Clinton and his secretaries of state on North Korea. She led disarmament talks with North Korea in 2000. She met personally with North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-il. When we spoke earlier, I asked Ambassador Sherman if she believes North Korea's nuclear claim.
I think that North Korea was doing several things by its announcement that it was suspending its participation in the six-party talks and announcing that, in fact, it was a nuclear power and had nuclear weapons. They were upping the ante on the six-party negotiations. They were saying that they would come back in at a time of their choosing when they felt it was in their interest to do so. In many ways, I think, did not close the door on those six-party talks. They said they wanted dialogue to ultimately solve this problem. But I think they have watched how the United States has dealt with Iran. They have listened to the statements of the President and Secretary of State Rice, particularly Secretary Rice's comments in Europe calling them an outpost of tyranny. And they've decided that they want to be in control of this process, not all the other partners in those talks.
North Korea said today that it has nukes, it's going to keep nukes because it needs them to defend itself against a hostile United States. Would the other parties in these talks have any sympathy for that view?
I think that this is not new talk from North Korea. We have heard them say many times the United States is hostile towards us. We have to have deterrence. Nuclear weapons are our ultimate deterrence from the United States, which is a military power that can take us down. I think that the United States and all of the parties would say back to North Korea that that will not protect your security, that the best way to protect your security is to enter into these negotiations, to dismantle your nuclear program, to get multilateral security assurances, not only from the United States, but from all of the countries in the region. And so I think that is the message they're sending back to the North. But we clearly have a very dangerous situation because over the last 4 years, largely due to North Korea's behavior, but also due to the Bush administration's, we haven't had serious negotiations. And so we haven't been able to move back from what has become a more and more dangerous situation.
Let me raise a final question about regional stability. Some experts have worried that a nuclear North Korea will prompt Japan to go nuclear, and there are those in the Japanese parliament who've suggested this. There are concerns about South Korea as well. As you look at this situation, are things different today because of this statement regionally?
I think regionally it will put everyone back on notice and remind them of the reality that all of us have assumed, and that is that North Korea already has nuclear weapons. I think that particularly in Japan, there will be great anxiety among the population because North Korea has missiles that can already reach Japan, even if they don't yet have proven missiles to reach the continental United States. But I would hope and I trust that Japan, South Korea, and others will at least bide their time for a bit, because I think that there is a way to get North Korea back to the table, but I think it will take some concerted action on everyone's part, including some signals from the Bush administration, perhaps naming a new envoy for the talks and taking some other actions that say to North Korea, we're going to still be tough negotiators, but we want these talks to work. We want a true negotiation to take place.
Ambassador Wendy Sherman, she's a former State Department official, currently a principal partner with the Albright Group. That's a Washington-based consulting firm. Ambassador, thank you.
Thank you.